I'm so glad that Jesus lived in me. I'm so glad that Jesus lived in me. Well, glory, hallelujah. Where would you be tonight if Jesus hadn't lifted you? Where would you be? I don't want to even think about it. But I just want to think that the Lord tonight for lifting me up. We're going to sing it one more time, and I just want you to look away to the Lord. And not only has He lifted us, He is lifting. I'd like to change that a little bit. He's lifting. Not only has He lifted us, not only has He brought us out of sin. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, I want you to know we're just a little bit higher on the ladder this year than we were last year. What do you mean? Well, we're closer to our eternal destiny. He is lifting, lifting, ever lifting. Thank God He's lifting us up. Woo, glory. Hallelujah. When you get to thinking about it that way, brother, it just gets better and better and better and better. Amen. What could you compare with it? Oh, it's better than the frosting on the cake. Or the ingredients in the pie. Whatever you think about. Brother, it just gets better. He is lifting. Lifting. Praise God. Lifting. Lifting. Aren't you glad for that? Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. I tell you, the first night you got the Holy Ghost, you thought you had all of heaven. And that was just Him lifting you out of the miry clay, Sister Harness used to say. I never will forget her. She's precious to me. Thank God He lifted me out of the miry clay, set my feet on the rock to say, bang, sit down. Amen. Next time she come to church, I could know. He lifted me up out of the miry clay, set my feet on the rock to say, amen. That's it. Glory. Praise God. And I'm glad that He's lifting us higher than that. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. He's given us wings as eagles. Well, glory. Come on. This is the eagle dispensation of time. And we got wings of eagles. Be not weary and well-doing, for in due season you shall reap if you faint not. And brother, we got some eagle's wings here. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's sing that again before we get too happy here. Oh, thank the Lord.
I'm so glad that Jesus lifted me. Well, I'm so glad that Jesus lifted me. Well, I'm so glad that Jesus lifted me. Oh, hallelujah. Jesus lifted me. Well, I'm so glad. I'm so glad that Jesus lifted me. Well, I'm so glad that Jesus lifted me. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus lifted me. Well, I'm so glad that Jesus lifted me. Oh, hallelujah. God, praise God, praise the Lord. Amen. Thank the Lord. I'm going to do something altogether different. I'm going to read my text now because I may not get a chance after a while. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God is lifting us. He is lifting us. Amen. I forgot to tell you in that little movies that we saw of the church yesterday, I thought there was Brother Paul Mueller, little fella. I looked around and saw some of these big fellas that were little fellas. Amen. The Lord is lifting us up. Amen. So that's the natural, but we ought to be doing that in the spiritual. Do you know that?
Yes. Amen.
How many believes that?
Amen.
Well, praise God. I'm looking at some of you folks, your hair wasn't gray then either. Well, glory. Praise the Lord. Amen. I just love the Lord tonight.
Thank God.
But I just thank Him. He's lifting us up. Yeah. Say, well, He's lifted some of our hair. Well, He can have that. He's got every one of them numbered. I want you to know that. I don't know how many's fell, but He does. Hallelujah. Every hair on your head is numbered. Yeah. But He knows all about it. You know that? Oh, I don't know whether we can really think how great and how good and how wonderful God is. The 12th chapter of 1 Corinthians. And turn to your Bible. We're going to read there and look to the Lord tonight. Hallelujah.
Thank
God for what I feel.
Oh, hallelujah.
Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. I know that you were Gentiles, carried away unto those dumb idols, even as you were led. Wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus cursed, and that no man can say Jesus is the Lord but by the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There's different of ministrations, but the same Lord. There's diversities of operation, but it is the same God who worketh all in all. But the manifestation of the gifts is given to every man to profit whereof. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. For one is given by the Spirit of the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit. Oh, thank God. To another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another diverse kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But all these worketh that one and self-same Spirit, dividing to every man severally as He will. Ooh, thank God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let's praise Him for His Word. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus tonight. Praise God. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. In the lovely name of Jesus. Thank God. You may be seated right now. And I'm going to ask Brother McGarvey to come and testify. And then Brother and Sister Coon's going
to
sing.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
As Brother Rome mentioned tonight, to instruct us in that we would apply the blood over the openings of the house, door, window, and so forth, I could not help but remember, as we have done so many times, and just this week I felt especially led to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how you feel the working of the Spirit of God, and He tells you to do something, and then He waits till you do it. And we even went into the closets and prayed. We covered the house.
Oh, praise God.
But a number of years ago, one evening after church, I felt definitely impressed to do this. And for no specific reason, I went through the whole house. And I pled the blood of Jesus Christ over doors and windows and even into the basement. And went upstairs to go sound asleep. And in the wee hours of the morning, my mother called to find if we were all right. Because there had been a tornado went through. And it had done thousands of dollars worth of damage. And there had been quite a number of people killed. And just a short ways from our home, several homes had been leveled to the foundation. And I knew when it went through, I heard it. You only have to be in one or two of them to get the idea, you know?
Yeah.
It sounded like an express train coming right down the sidewalk.
Yes, sir.
And I said, thank you, Jesus, and turned over and went to sleep. Not one shingle. Not any damage whatsoever to the house. And many times since, I have done the same thing because I am convinced that there is an angelic host especially commissioned to keep the church that is called by the name of Jesus Christ. He has given unto you His blood for cleansing. And He has given unto you His name for identification. And because you belong to Jesus Christ, you're something special tonight. And whether you believe it or not, the Bible said that the angels of the Lord encamp about them that love Him.
Hallelujah.
And you maybe have never felt the swish of wings, nor ever beheld with your natural eye that angelic host. But I'm here to tell you, I have felt their presence.
Praise God.
And I'm aware of it.
Brother Oma asked us to sing a while ago, and we're not singing anything new. We're singing a song out of the book, Love Lifted Me. It's a song that never gets old. You sing with us if you want to.
I was seeking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore, very deeply stained within, seeking to rise no more. But the Master of the sea heard my despairing cry. From the waters lifted me, now and love lifted me, love lifted me, when nothing else could have. Thank you.
lifted me. Well, I'm so glad that Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad He lifted me. I'm so glad that Jesus lifted me. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus lifted me. Oh, I'm so glad that Jesus lifted me. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. You may be seated if you feel like it. That's just all right. I'm glad tonight that Jesus lifted me. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm glad tonight we can say that, that the Lord has lifted us. Where has He lifted us? Out of the sin of this world. Then He's placed us. God did not just lift us to let us sink again. He lifted us and set us in high places. The Bible said He's made us kings and priests unto Himself. The highest office is upon the earth, that is the office of the church. He's made us kings and priests unto Him. In the Old Testament, the king, hallelujah, was the authority. He was not only the authority, he was a judge. Not only did he render decisions of dealing with the things that he desired, but he had to some way pass judgment on a lot of things. He held a very high position. The first king of Israel was to always lead the people or to go before the people in battle. And he was looked up to as the one that God chose. God anointed him. He was anointed of God. He wasn't just chosen. He was anointed of God to fulfill an office. And then the high priest, he was chosen of God. Out of the tribe of the Levite was he chosen. He represented a very high office. He was the only one that could go into the holies of holies. And he had something special about him. He was known for his garment. And his identity was the fact that he was made a priest after he had worked around the altar. He learned the priesthood and the real sacredness of the priesthood and the dedication of it by working around the altar. He was a Levite at first, before he was a priest or a high priest. Now, God said He's called us, you and I, His church, as kings and priests unto Him. God has given us something. I think we just hardly recognize what God has given to us. I spoke this morning where God is. He is in you right now. I'm not looking for God to some way fly around here. I'm not looking for God. As a young man, I sat in the churches as a young boy, and I heard him say, there's the frogs flapping on the walls. And they would talk about things that God was over there, and God was up here, and here's the Lord. But I want you to know tonight, God, and we begin to worship God, we begin to clap our hands, and we begin to worship. I felt the Lord this afternoon. I was listening to some radio programs, and I thought, oh, God, you know, God's been good to us. He's been very kind to us. I heard some program that I said, oh, Lord, I'm glad that You brought us out of darkness, and You let us become a part of Your great light. Amen. He's brought us out of darkness. He's called us the children of light. Amen. Here we are. I am a child of God. Praise God. Very important in the sight of God. Maybe sometimes we hardly recognize the importance of each other. But we are important because we're God's people in this earth. Now, when I read articles, and someone gave me this tonight, I hadn't read it, and I know it's going to affect the world. The evangelist Billy Graham said, it's all right for the Baptist president-elect, Jimmy Carter, to drink an occasional highball because the Bible does not teach teetotaling. Doesn't teach that you restrain from drinking, in other words. I do not believe that the Bible teaches that, he says. Graham said in Miami, God, Jesus, drank wine. Jesus turned water into wine at a wedding feast. He said, that wasn't grape juice, that was wine. Jesus, in other words, the Bible said in the Old Testament, don't ever drink that moves about like a serpent. Don't ever drink it when it becomes old. Wine is when it deteriorates and when it's become old and it's moving. It's got fire in it. And I'm so glad that God gave us an experience with Him. You and I are something. God brought us out of the dark world.
I drank out there of the alcohol beverages before I came to God. But since I came to God, I've got something better to drink from.
Yes.
We're drinking from a well of living water. Hallelujah. Praise God. If I want to get, someone said, if I really want to get drunk tonight, I know where to get drunk.
Sure.
I'm not going to go to some bar and spend my livelihood and spend the livelihood of my family. I'm going to come to God and believe the Lord and let God fill me with the new wine. Thank God, hallelujah. You and I are something very special tonight. While the world is trying to find something for substitute, you and I have the real, genuine, beautiful experience of God with us. We're not people of God because we're people. We're people of God because we're spiritual. God gave me His Spirit. I was born again of the water and of the Spirit. I'm a spiritual child. I'm brought into this family of God by the blood of Jesus. I was bought with it. I was redeemed by His love. I was redeemed by His blood. I was redeemed by His mercy. Thank God. But now, I'm a child of God. I'm a child of the King. What does that mean? That means that I've got God with me. That means I've got the power. I've got the Spirit of God with me. You read in your paper today, and probably some of you did, I read a portion of it. I'm not giving you a lecture of all the things that I read today, but I thought, well, I'm glad again. Amen. When I read this article concerning the experience of belonging to the church, and the church hasn't changed. Brother, when God gave me this beautiful light of God, He turned my mind away from all the Christianity of the world and gave me a heavenly experience. He gave me an experience in the Lord that let me know the righteousness of God. Hallelujah. I don't pray to a Virgin Mary. I pray all direct to God. Right direct. I have a line. How do you dial it? I dial it by calling upon the name of Jesus. And when I dial that heavenly phone, I call upon God. I have a direct contact with Almighty God that brings God into my defense and brings God, hallelujah, to help us over the trials. Not only do I'm calling God there, but when I direct Him, He's already here. Praise God. I'm not pulling Him down out of heaven tonight. Oh, hallelujah. We're not singing songs that pulls God out of heaven. I'm just trying to sing songs that'll pull me up above all the cares of life.
Right.
We sing to pull us up, not to pull God down.
Right.
If I can pull me up, amen, and I can get my mind away from the clutters of life and the things that's surrounding me. Amen. That's why sometimes I like to close my eyes. Someone asked me a long time ago, said, you close your eyes most of the time during service. I'll tell you why. When I look back and see your children and my children sitting there talking in the house of the Lord, it upsets me. Then it causes me to lose my spiritual blessing. Then I look around and see someone else cutting up, and I see things going on. I say, oh God, I just want the Lord. I just need the Lord. Amen. This is what we have already. It's when I'm lifted up above myself and above the world and the cares. Then I find God with me. Hallelujah. Oh, God is with us. The Bible said, when we see ourselves compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and sin that does so easily beset us, and let us look unto Jesus. Woo, praise God. Hallelujah. If I can get God up enough tonight, if I can get high up in the Spirit, hallelujah, glory to God, we can see great things accomplished because God wants to. It's God's desire. It's God's will tonight to accomplish things through His church. Oh, hallelujah. He has no other way that He's going to work. He's not working through any other means, but through you and I that are His church.
Hallelujah.
The Bible said the old disciples or the old prophets, they spake as they were moved upon by the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost inspired them. The Holy Ghost anointed them. And when they spoke, they did not speak as a man. They spoke as the instrument of God. And so when I read the Bible, I'm not reading a book.
No, sir.
Whew.
Come on.
When I read the Bible, I'm not just taking up the old black book or the brown covered book or whatever book. I'm reading God, and God's speaking to me. Why? Because you see, God is a spirit, and we're spiritual children of God, and God speaks directly to us. When the apostle was talking to the Corinthian church here, he's talking to them about something that God wanted them to know concerning them and God. I know before you came to God, you were Gentiles carried and led to idol worship. You looked for an image that you could find, something you could touch to worship, something you could see with your eye when you was out there without God. But he said, now since you have been brought into the family of God, when you felt the flow of the Spirit of the Lord, when you felt the river of God flowing, when you felt the flow of God flowing, you felt the Spirit of God moving, and God's love, God so loved you that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. When I looked at Jesus Christ, I found Him as the God of love. And love is the greatest force in the world today. It's the love of God, hallelujah, that reached down when you was nothing and a nobody and pulled you up above the cares and brought you out of sin and brought you out of corruption, brought you out of filth, changed your mind, changed your heart. Oh, hallelujah. When you prayed the prayer that David prayed, God, hide your face from my sins and blot out my iniquities, God, and create within me a clean heart, and God renew the right spirit within me. Oh, hallelujah, God. And when God gave you a new heart, and when God gave you a new spirit, He gave you His spirit. He gave you the spirit of life. Hold on, Shatta. My, I'm going to have a hard time preaching, right? What do you mean a hard time? I'm going to have a hard time stopping. I got the thing started. Oh, hallelujah. Because God's moving. I feel Him. Oh, glory. Praise God. Someone said, how long should a sermon be? I don't know. Longest one I know about is Paul preached all night. The shortest one is probably about 2 minutes. But I don't know where we're going to get between there and here. But I do know one thing tonight. God wants to work through His church. I do know that God wants to work through the people. In some way, I can realize what I have tonight within me in the Holy Ghost. Yes. I've got God Almighty.
Hallelujah.
Almighty God. Now, what am I talking about? Almighty God with love. Yes. The strongest card, the strongest force, the strongest power is that God so loves. And love covers a multitude of sins.
Yes.
That's why there's 3 books in the Bible that doesn't end with amen. Acts is a continuation of God's outreaching love, drawing in souls. Hallelujah. James doesn't end with amen. He that wins souls or helps a soul from the error of his way has covered a multitude of sins. And then the 3rd epistle of John is dealing with God and God's love going on. And so love of God is flowing on. I was bought with a price that was no more of my own. It was the price of the sacrifice won. He willingly gave Himself upon the cross called Calvary. He let His own blood be spilt for me. It was His love that purchased me. It was His love that redeemed the unredeemable. It was the love of God that brought us out of darkness into light. It was God's love that gave us this beautiful, marvelous, glorious, hallelujah, experience tonight. It's God's love.
Yes,
oh, hallelujah. It was the love that causes Him to suffer. It was a suffering love. I have not suffered. Amen.
Amen.
I don't know what suffering is for the cause of God. I have not suffered. When I hear about men that talks about suffering for the cause of Christ, I haven't saw the man that is really suffering. The really suffering is the one that suffered the price. It's the joy that you and I have because He suffered to redeem us. Now, we suffer because we're human. Well, amen. I don't suffer because I'm a child of God. You know, years ago, we had an inferior complex. We created it in our mind.
We felt, well, I'm a dirty old Pentecostal. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm deprived. I'm a poor old Pentecostal. My aunts and uncles like to throw me crazy as a boy. In fact, he told me so many times, you're so deprived. You're so deprived. Your mother's Pentecost. Oh, I feel sorry for you. My aunt wanted to take me and keep me. She wanted to raise me. She always loved me. I appreciate she loved me. Amen. I was her child in her mind. I was her favorite nephew. She wanted me. Amen. She told my mother and father, I want to take him and keep him. When you move to the country, I want to keep him. Oh, hallelujah. But I wasn't deprived. I was blessed above all of them. You know why? Because I saw the sweetness of God's power and of God's love. I witnessed something pure, something without blemish, something that was pure, hallelujah, undefiled. I saw the Holy Child, the Christ Child that the world talked about. I saw Him manifested in the lives of people that knew the power of His love. He said, you're talking about spiritual gifts. Brother, the first thing I need to know about the spiritual gifts of God is the depth of His love. When I can know that, then I know that if God loved me that much, He gave me His Spirit. Amen. By one Spirit are we all baptized into one body. Whether we be Jew, that doesn't make any difference. Whether we be Greek, that doesn't make any difference. Whether we be Gentile, that's not the difference. The difference is that we have been born again of the water and of the Spirit of Almighty God. And now we have power. Amen. The Bible said, who can separate us from the love of God? Principalities? Where is there any power that's greater than the power that you have? Principalities, powers of worldliness, is it because of persecution? Is it because of trial? Is it because of hunger? He goes on, is it because of thirst? Is it because of nakedness? No, nothing can separate us from what? The love of God. In other words, God loved me so much that He gave me His power to overcome who? The world. His power. Oh, brother, darkness. Satan. Satanic powers. God gave us the power to overcome it. Greater is He that's in you tonight than He that's in the world. Oh, hallelujah, we got His love. We have His love. Oh, hallelujah. And what do I have? When I have His love. Life brought troubles. Life brought trials. Brought tears. It brought hardship. It brought mourning. But thank God, joy comes from the Lord.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Where do we find joy? Wasn't there a beautiful experience when the Holy Ghost first came? It was joy unspeakable and full of glory.
Hallelujah.
The kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy. In what? In the fact that I'm a good man. Joy is in the Holy Ghost tonight. Joy is in the Spirit of God. It's joy. It's unspeakable. Oh, hallelujah. Where's my joy? Where's my well? Joy. It's flooding up. It's the joy of my salvation.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He did not only rescue me. He did not only deliver me. Thank God He's still with me. It would be a horrible thing tonight to bring me out of sin and deliver me from the yoke and help me to overcome. And then say, here you are, little boy. Stand here all by yourself and see how mighty and how forcefully and how victoriously you can come out on the other side. God didn't say that at all. God said, I'm going to be with you always.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well, forget the mic. Hallelujah. I'm going to be with you always. Every step of this life, you're not walking alone. God is walking with you. You have the joy of the Lord.
Yes, sir.
Then the Lord said, my peace I give unto you.
Yeah.
What are you talking about, friend? Peace.
Hallelujah.
It flows like a river.
Oh, hallelujah.
Peace. Peace. Brother, you find all this in the Holy Ghost. I'm going to get down to the gifts after a while if I can get to them. Hallelujah. But God gave me peace in the Holy Ghost. Thank God for the peace. Hallelujah. The peace of God that passes all understanding.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God brought us out of the heat of darkness. And He said, here, I'm going to give you peace. Mm-hmm. You know, it's beautiful to sit in the presence of the Prince of Peace. But I want you to know, I'm not sitting in the presence of the Prince of Peace. I've got the Prince of Peace dwelling in my heart.
Yeah.
You see, I'm not sitting. You know, if I was just sitting in the presence of the Prince of Peace, then I'd have to get up and walk out of it. And this is the wrong theory, an idea. If we could just realize that I've got the Prince of Peace.
What peace?
Peace that's beyond all understanding.
Yes.
Somebody said, I've never had that peace. I'll tell you why. You haven't got into the Prince of Peace, or you haven't had the Prince of Peace come into you. You know what you've had? You've just come and sat in the presence of the Prince of Peace, and you've called that, I've got it, I've got it. No, it's not when you sit in His presence. It's when His presence comes in you. It's when you become filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. It's the presence and the power of the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Thank God. I was reading today, and it says it had to get a little Trinity in there. I read the book, it had to get a little Trinity. And in this giving of the gifts, it said the ministration is for the Father. The operation is for the Holy Ghost. And had to get all the Trinity in there. But I want you to know, brother, I've got all of it dwelling in here. In Him dwelt the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Now I want to turn it around. In Him dwells in the fullness of our bodies. All of God I can receive is here. Right now.
Hallelujah.
All that God's promised me I haven't got yet. But I've got God in here. And the Holy Ghost is trying to take me to what God's got for me. He's got a banquet supper right out there, and He's given me the garment to go with. He's given us the peace. And not only has He given us peace, but He's given us wisdom. The spirit of wisdom. You know, the Spirit will help you if you let it. It will touch your mind. It will give you wisdom. Oh, hallelujah. He's already given you His Word. He's already taught you His Word. He's already had given you His Spirit. Now His Spirit will lead you. It begins to teach you. And oh, hallelujah, how mightily and how forceful. That by one Spirit, here we are. What am I looking for tonight? The operation of the Spirit? I'm looking for the gifts of the Spirit to move. Where am I looking at? Who am I going to depend upon? Where am I going to find the man? Let me say this. I don't believe the gifts are resident in the individual. I believe they're resident in the Spirit. And God uses the individual because the Spirit is in there. The natural man can't commercialize on the gift. The gift belongs to the Spirit. And the reason we have the gifts is because we have the Spirit. Diversities of gifts, but all by the same Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know that Spirit can move tonight forcefully? What do you want from the Lord right now? If you've got the Holy Ghost, just turn your faucet towards God. And say, God, I've got it wide open. And now you can just flow through me. Where is the Lord going to flow through? You and I? I'm talking to us now. Brother, we have got so many benefits in the Lord and blessings of God that He wants us to have. Every church, every night, the nine gifts of God are present. Do you believe that? Brother, if they're not, then the Spirit's not present. Because all of these gifts operate by the self-same Spirit. And I'm not looking for somebody to come along and say, hey, man, I've got the gift. I want to tell you, I've had the gift for a long time. Hallelujah. From the very night I was received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, I had the gift of the Holy Ghost, and that Spirit operates the gifts. And when I need move of the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord will move upon you and I that will surrender ourselves to God's will, and God will manifest Himself where? Through His church, through His people, through you and through myself. We are powerful people. The greatest power upon the earth is in God's church. I said, the greatest power in the world is in God's church. Woo, hallelujah. The greatest power in the world is in God's church.
Oh, yes.
Come on, friends. You know, let's get right up there where the power is.
Yeah.
Let's get right up there where the real power. You know, there's power, not only power of the goodness of God and the mercy of God. God gave us goodness. Praise God. And you see, not that we have any righteous. We're not righteous, and one of us. Not righteous because of us, but we're righteous because the righteous Spirit dwelleth in us. Hallelujah. And when God brought the righteous Spirit, He brought righteousness to us.
Amen.
Oh, glory. Praise God. Hallelujah. Do you know what you have in you? Somebody said you got a tiger. A little boy testified, and I appreciate sometimes the children, they have the expression, they don't try to doctor it up and flower it up like we do. When the little boy said he got the Holy Ghost, and somebody said, what do you got, man? He didn't know any other way to explain it, but I got a tiger in my tank. No, you don't have a tiger in your tank, but you've got greater than the tiger, brother. You've got the creator of the tiger in your tank. Hallelujah. You know what you've got tonight? If you've got the Holy Ghost, you have got God with you. Ooh, glory. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. This has been eating me for a week or month now. Oh, hallelujah. If we could just comprehend all what God has in me tonight, that God wants to just let loose.
Oh, God.
And all He's waiting for is me saying, yes, God. Oh, hallelujah. And when we say yes to God, hallelujah, you're going to see God flowing from us. God flowing. What are you talking about? Brother, we have played church long enough. We have come together and went through our little acrobats, and then we've come along and we went through our little motions and we had our little farm. And I want you to know Almighty God is wanting to do something. He's just saying, give me a man! Give me a man! Give me a man! Give me a man that let me use him, and I will use him for my glory. I will exalt myself through him.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
Give me a man. Give me a woman. Woo! Give me that individual. Praise God. In the gift, He said He'd give us faith. See, God's in here. If I will hear what the Spirit said, if I could just hear tonight what the Spirit said.
Right.
Oh, but brother, I'm listening for a voice. You know, I said a while ago, when I read that Word of God, it's God talking to me. He's talking. It's when I say, yes, God, that's Your Word. Hallelujah. Thank You, Lord. And the Spirit begins to talk to me. And the Spirit says. Somebody said, oh. And the Spirit said. I've heard a lot of things in my lifetime. The Spirit says, go over here and stand by that tree. I'll tell you what the Spirit's trying to tell you tonight, if you will listen to it. The Spirit's trying to say that you're not the statue that everybody drives in by the city, looks, and sees the bronze, cold statue, and said, that's some great nobleman. You're not the statue that when someone comes through and it says, hey, that's something great. But I'll tell you what you are tonight. You are not a statue. Because that's coal and that's steel, but you are a lively stone in the house of the living God. Oh, hallelujah. Read it in the Apostle Peter's writing. You are lively stones your precious stones. Your stones of God has set in His church in the honor of God. And God has brought us and martyred us together with His love, and we're stones in the house of God. Shatamaneta Mashiach. Praise God. Hallelujah. Here we are. Precious stones. Tried stone. That's what He was, and that's what we are. In Peter's writing, he calls us those stones in the kingdom of God. Here we are fitly framed together. And Ephesians said, we are built. Oh, friend, what are we built? We're built on the foundation of the prophets and the apostles. They couldn't shake the foundation of the prophets of the Old Testament. It stayed and it lived on. It came to pass. It was fulfilled. It never changed for anyone. We're built on the foundation of the prophets and of the apostles. Woo.
Hallelujah.
Wasn't Peter a great man? No! The Holy Ghost in Peter was great. Wasn't Paul a great man? No! It's the Holy Ghost in Paul that was great. Isn't these people in this church great? No! It's the Holy Ghost in these people that's great.
Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Woo, hallelujah. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. I love that Holy Ghost. I feel it. Thank God when I feel it, I feel it. Hallelujah, all over. And the Holy Ghost said, I'll tell you what the Holy Ghost is saying to me. It's saying, listen, I want to use you. Do you know what I can do? No, Lord. I've never seen all that you could do. Well, the Bible said you can cast out devils in His name. Well, we've seen a few of those things, Lord. Well, I'm talking about the Holy Ghost tonight. But the Holy Ghost is not just a little bitty something like the world is calling it.
Right.
Let me say it humbly. You see, in the world experience, and I don't want to call them and give them any identity, they're saying, we found it. And I'm saying, we got it.
Right.
It's not just speaking in tongues. Tongues is the initial evidence of my birthday. It is the evidence that I have received it and that I'm born again. But now the real evidence of God's church is how strong and how mighty and how forcefully God is moving together through us.
Amen.
We're going through the field. We're just walking through the field. Hallelujah. If this great army of God could take hands tonight, and I'm not just talking about this church, but I'm talking around the world. If you and I could just take hands in faith, and that same scripture talks about faith, if we could just take hands together in faith and just walk as God's army. Hallelujah. What are we talking about? Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. We're not fighting with guns. We're not fighting with swords. We're not fighting with spears. He that liveth by the sword shall die by the sword. Oh, but listen. He that liveth in the Spirit, He's going to be caught away one day with the Spirit. If we could put our hands together in faith that comes by hearing, when I hear the Word of God, that is God telling me, that is what I want you to do.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Faith comes by hearing. That's by the Word of God.
By the Word of God.
Woo! You don't ever promise in that book belongs to me.
Right.
I'm talking to us, the church. Every promise, that promise is not for a select few. You see, if I'm going to join the select few, I'm going to go on the other side of Calvary.
Right.
I'm going to go back on the other side of Calvary, and I'm going to live back there and say, that's the select few.
Right.
But God brought us in now, and we are the select and the elect of God. We were called saints first at Antioch. What does saints mean? It means Christ-like. And now we are the Christ-like people. Oh, hallelujah, that are representing Almighty God. We are more than ambassadors with God. Hallelujah, because we do not only represent God, God is in us to represent Himself through us if we permit Him to.
Amen, amen.
I'm trying to let you know what you got inside here when you got God tonight. And we talk about the gifts. Oh, hallelujah. Let's get to the gifts. And in the next few minutes, I've got to get to them. Amen. Gifts of the Spirit. By one Spirit. Now, there's different operations of the Spirit. Uh-huh. Now, the Spirit didn't operate this Sunday night like it operated last Sunday night. And I don't come here trying to tell the Spirit how to operate. Because, you see, I don't know what I'm facing. I just got to come and let the Spirit operate. Amen. I hope I can get in touch with us right now. I hope I can get in your frequency. I hope I can tune you in right now. You see, I'm not coming here and saying, this is the type of service we ought to have tonight. Oh, brother, let me say this. Please understand me. I wish some of you folks would get a little more emotional. But it's not all in the emotions. I could run till my tongue hangs out and not have one drop of the Holy Ghost. Come on. But let me tell you, the Holy Ghost is going to make you do something because the Holy Ghost is the power. If you'll let it, the Holy Ghost is going to do something. And what is it going to do? It's going to operate as God's church. Praise God. Oh, what do we have here? The Holy Ghost? Brother, when you and I that really have the Holy Ghost, and now let's put it the other way, the Holy Ghost really has us. Yeah, let's quit saying, I've got the Holy Ghost. I've got the Holy Ghost. Let's start turning around. The Holy Ghost has got me. The Holy Ghost has got me. The Holy Ghost has got me. Oh, Holy Ghost, take me where you want me to go. And somebody starts looking, hey, 2,000 miles, I'll do something for God. No, you won't. You won't do nothing until you learn how to do it right here. Right now. If you don't know how to let the Holy Ghost operate in you right now, you'll never know how to let the Holy Ghost operate when you're 2,000 miles away from right now. Miles don't bring you closer to the operation of the Holy Ghost. I'll tell you what brings you closer to the operating of the Holy Ghost is letting you be used of God, surrendering your mind, your faculties, hallelujah, everything about you, yielding to God, and letting the Lord use you for His glory.
Yes, God.
Let's see something happen, Lord. You know what we are? We're sightseers. God's wanting some of those of us to get in the arena. We're the sightseers. Every one of us that has the Holy Ghost is on stage with God before the world.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
Woo! Hallelujah! Here we are. I said this morning, I believe. We sit around and we criticize and say, hey, you know, the church ain't where it ought to be. What are you talking about, friend? If you got the Holy Ghost, you're it. You know what you're saying? I'm not where I should be. Let's own up to it. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Let's get where it is, brother. The Holy Ghost is there already. Let's get right where it is. You say, well, Brother Rome, it's there. But let's get the mind and heart in harmony with the Holy Ghost. And let the Holy Ghost use us for His glory.
Glory. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah.
Praise God. Woo!
Glory!
I'm talking about the spiritual gift you got tonight.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Let's get going down the street. There's Paul, there's Silas. Huh. Preach a little bit. They like that. to put him in jail, put him in stocks. Here you are sitting there. Man, we've got you shackled now. I've had a lot of folks try to shackle me. You can't shackle me. Hallelujah. You could tie my hands behind me and you couldn't whip me. Oh, now, brother, wait a minute. No, because we're not fighting. Amen. Hallelujah. The Spirit of God that's working in us is doing our battle.
Yeah, that's right.
Woo! I got you, Paul. I got you, Silas. Let's see you perform now, man. Hallelujah. Let's see you really perform now. I got you where I want you. You got some stocks. And you're not going to do anything now. Let's see you. And one of them, I don't know what happened there, really. We don't even know. But I know one of them must have said, hey, man, here we are. But aren't you glad, Paul, that we got God with us?
Yeah.
Aren't you glad, Paul? Praise God. Woo! Aren't you glad we can tune in now to the Holy Ghost? Oh, sweet Holy Ghost! Sweet Heavenly Father! The sweet morning Savior!
Glory! Hallelujah!
What are you talking about, friend? Well, they begin to sing praises to what they had here. And then again, brother, when that happened, something began to really happen. Huh? Brother, what happened? They didn't say, hey, man, send me a locksmith. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Send me somebody to get me out of this mess. I'll get me out of it. Hey, son, send somebody over. Hey, brother, if we've got the Holy Ghost here, sweet Heavenly Father,
praise God.
You know, when I get to heaven, I'm going to be able to sing like some of you folks, even better.
Amen.
I'm going to sing praise on Him. Thank you, Lord. And can't you imagine all at once? What began to happen? You see, that Spirit, that same Spirit that's here tonight, that operates these beautiful gifts in the church.
Yes.
By one, hallelujah. Oh, just, oh, I feel the Lord. Isn't it great? And all at once, someone said, hey, I feel the Lord. Praise God. You know what God wants? He wants a little bit of prophecy. And so that one feels the Spirit moving. And he gets up and begins. Brother Becton yields himself. I like Brother Becton? At the general conference and everybody's sitting looking at him like you are. He gets elected to office. And what's he do? He gets up and dances a little bit. What? Said, I feel the Lord. That was the will of God. And somebody says, hey, man. Well, just got as quiet as you are. Never seen it like that before. Amen. Here he's dancing on the platform at a general conference because he's elected as general secretary. Because he said, you know, before I come, I knew that was the Lord. Is that what he said, brother? Is that what he said? He said, before I come, I knew that was the Lord. I knew that was God. The Holy Ghost had already spoke to me and said that was God's will. Man, that man doesn't know yet. He hasn't faced the trials that comes with the general secretary of the United Pentecost yet. He doesn't know all the criticism that goes along with the job. No, he's not worrying about the job. He's saying, hey, Holy Ghost, I'm right where you want me to be. Hallelujah. I'm doing what you want me to do. Holy Ghost, there's nothing like it.
Amen.
Glory.
Glory.
That's why I like Brother Becton. Praise God. Hallelujah. He don't care who's there. If he feels that Holy Ghost, he shouts a little bit. And I can't dance like Brother Becton. I don't even try. I like that, man, because that Holy Ghost says, I got to go on just a little bit farther. In that nice, beautiful service, quietness, and all at once here he stood up in his church and he began to prophesy. And I've heard it so many times, I ought to be able to tell you it by memory, but I'm not going to try because I'd miss it. And the Holy Ghost says, I have wanted to move through you. But you have felt the soft breeze of contentment blowing on you. How many remembers that?
Amen.
And I have let the breeze, the soft breeze of contentment in all the time I have wanted to use you. And somebody said, hey, that's God speaking to Brother Rome. Friend, if you got the Holy Ghost, that's God speaking to you. Hallelujah. Come on. I'm talking about the beautiful experience that we've got tonight in the Holy Ghost. Whatever we are in need of, the Holy Ghost will supply our ever need. Praise God. Let's stand together. I'll never get through. This is a powerful church. Listen, these folks that come down and seeking God for the Holy Ghost, if they know what they was reaching for, there wouldn't be a person out in the world that wouldn't run up there to get it. And the beautiful part about it, you don't have to run to this altar. But I'll tell you why we use it. Somebody said, Brother, we don't need the altar. Oh, yes, we do. Don't you ever get to place that you don't think we need an altar. Because an altar is where you die. And some people have to have a place to come and die. Oh, hallelujah. What do you do when you're praying with people that you are believing God with them? And oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Sometimes the Holy Ghost says, lay your hand upon them. How many's ever had that to happen to you? Lay your hands on them. You lay your hands on them and they receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And then you say, whoo. Hey. You know, maybe God wants me to lay my hands on everybody. No, friend. No, sir. Hallelujah. You make a fool of yourself. I see men do it, make a fool of themselves. And just because God worked that way, they go up and say, get the Holy Ghost! Hey, I wonder why I didn't get it. I'll tell you why. The Holy Ghost hears the Lord and God. When the Holy Ghost quits leading me, then I don't have the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Praise God. How many has the Holy Ghost in this place tonight? Or the Holy Ghost has you, or you feel it? Now, let me say to you, I've got my eyes closed, but don't raise your hands unless you really feel it. But you feel the Holy Ghost. And if you don't feel it, you should, if it has you. Oh, but you mean I'm raptured? No. But you feel the Holy Ghost. Because the Holy Ghost is the Spirit of God. It is the forceful, powerful Spirit. Now, if you feel that Holy Ghost, now, if you don't feel it, let's be honest with ourselves and with God. If I don't, that is between the Holy Ghost and me. Honest, be frank. How long has it been since the Holy Ghost said, get out of bed and get on your knees? Your daughter, your son, your neighbor, your friend, right now needs the angels of God to camp about him. How long has it been since you felt that Holy Ghost reaching out of you, reaching into or for that soul that's going to hell? Sis, brother, without the Holy Ghost, you are none of his. Without the Holy Ghost, you're none of his. None of his. Then I'll tell you, I promise you, from the depth of an old man's heart that used to be young, I have experienced what the world has, and they call it fun, they call it enjoyment, they call it pleasure, they call it a lot of things. But when you really identify it, it is sin that brings its wages. And its wages, death. And death brings a hopeless cause. Never can come back in this life and live it over. When you die to this life, you're through here. Then you will stand before God as a tree that fell, whether a tree of righteousness that brought forth fruit, or the fruits of the Spirit, or a tree that did not have fruit, that will be hedged and cut down and cast into the fire. I feel sorry for the world. I feel so sorry. I feel sorry for anyone that's not really enjoying their Holy Ghost. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Oh, God. There is a spirit that you can feel. Not only is it resident in us as people of God, children of God, or His church, but you can feel it reaching out. I hate to see you crushed and destroyed. When you could be so blessed of God. Listen real close to me just a minute. I'm trying to close. But you know the reason some of us, and I say some of us, the reason some of us get cold and indifferent is because we fail to let the Holy Ghost feed our souls. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Mike. Mike, it's so good to hear you testify. I heard Sister Denny say, I prayed for you, Mike. I prayed for Mike Gerhardt. I had his mother to call me and say, pray for Mike. Hallelujah. Mike, I looked at you rejoicing the other night. I saw you down washing feet. And I said, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Mike. Hallelujah. Mike could give you a beautiful testimony tonight. If I had time just to let him talk to you and testify of what happened, it would be so beautiful. He's living, and God is living in him. I heard him testify of the beauty of God. It'd be better to go into heaven, Mike, forgive me, but it'd be better to go into heaven, hallelujah, going through all life in this wheelchair and know God, than to be up on his feet running and lost without God. Thank you, Mike, for your testimony the other night. Hallelujah. Shakasaya Yendakasi Landaraso Horesi Matose. Ooh, Jesus. The Holy Ghost is speaking to you if you let it. I'm not only just talking to sinners, I'm talking to us. What's the Holy Ghost saying to us, to you, to myself? I want to draw you near. I want to use you for my glory, faith. I never get finished, but I don't ever worry about finishing because I don't want to finish till Jesus comes. But every saint, as you're lifting your hands to God and you're letting the Spirit speak to you, hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear the Lord and keep His commandments. This is the whole duty of men. The eyes of the Lord is upon every soul. And the Spirit of the Lord is talking to everyone that will let Him. And those that will not let Him, He's knocking on their door and saying, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will hear my voice and open the door, I'll come in and sup with him, and he with me." We're trying to weary you, friend. I'm just trying to let the Lord have His way. Would you obey what you feel from the Spirit of God?